Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
So Jesus,
Jesus tonight.
Up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. This service is in honor of the Holy Spirit tonight. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Can you just pray in the Holy Ghost? Shamana gabarabagadala baruan delebarabababababa. Rakosega da 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 da. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit of God. 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 Shamana kabarua dele ba. And out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly
rivers of living water.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Honor of the Holy Spirit. That's why tonight meeting is organized. It's in honor of the Holy Spirit. All the possibilities of God. All the realities of God. Don't wait for anyone. Hey, I. Hey, I. Hey, I. Hey, I. Hey, I. Hey, I. Hey, hey, I. Where is your hunger? You came to a banquet and you are not hungry. How did you come to this banquet now? How did you come? How did you come? How did you come? How did you come? Shaba yaka baroka dola baya baba baba. Raba baba baba. There is wine. The wine of the spirit. Shaba yeke dele bosha. Are you really hungry? Are you really hungry? Are you really hungry? Let your desperation show. Let your desperation show. Let your desperation show. Don't let your neighbor eat more than you. Don't let your neighbor live here full and you are hungry. How would you appear before the banquet of the Holy Ghost and go back hungry? Hungry for healing? No way. Hungry for deliverance? No way. The banquet is full. Shabai barra ba 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 ba. Shemenegedele beregedele baroi. Don't stop. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to me. This is the Holy Ghost banquet. If the governor invites you for a banquet, you will not eat anything from your house, because you know that every single thing you need at the buffet, everything is set. I don't know how you came tonight. I don't know how you came tonight. But Jesus, I am hungry. Jesus, I am thirsty. The woman who came to the well to get water, she attested the first man, the second man, the third man, the fourth man, the fifth one. But there was a man she had never met in her life. And that man looked at her. He said, if I give you the water that I have come with, if you drink my own water, you need to drink that water this night. The water that fills. the water that enters into you and becomes a river. Belia loco shaba ba 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 ba. And I will call upon your name. I'll keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your Shabadagabaya Baba Baba. Tonight, 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 Jesus, by the Holy Ghost. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without bounds. Listen, tonight, this night is not for everybody. It is for the hungry. It is not for everybody. It is for the thirsty. Sir, this meeting is not for everybody. It is for those who know, Jesus, I am tired of where I am. I am tired of the level that I operate now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Look up here tonight. I'm not in a hurry. Because people will leave here. They will be drunk to their houses tonight. No, this is that meeting where you come and where you are going home. You are, the conductor is asking, how, where is my money? And you are, they are coming to open the gate for you, and the person coming can be at the gate and fall under the unction because you are coming with fire. Somebody is living here with something today. Somebody will call you on phone, and while you are talking, they will say, what? Your voice is sounding like thunder. Be a little bit quiet, and you say, I'm talking normal. They say, no, this is not your voice. Somebody's identity will be amplified. Some other people's identity change. Shabaya kukubara. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Calm down. We have taken the offerings. We have done everything. You know why? Because you are not. We are not going to. We don't close Holy Ghost banquets. No, we don't usually close it. You go and close in your house. You will close in your dream. If you want to close tomorrow morning, you will close. This is the kind of meeting. Smith Wigglesworth had been doing a lot of things, but he knew that there was something he needed that was not there. He knew that there was an empty, there was a void. he had not gotten it. Every time the wife would come and take over the service and do many things, and Smith knew, he knew that if that thing touches my life, I will not talk the way I'm talking. I will not act the way I'm acting. And they invited him for one meeting. When they heard that a particular evangelist was preaching somewhere, the wife said, okay, maybe you should go. That they were receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Or baptism with the Holy Ghost, as it were. Get ready tonight. You don't need any distraction. Because after we have, when we start, I will explain to you some of the things that will happen here. So that when you go back, when the fire starts, when the encounter starts, this is the meeting. I don't need to pray for healing. As I'm talking, Panaka Ruakaya. How many do I have to lay hands on from all the testimonies you heard before they got healed? No, there is a move. It's not the man, it's the person. He's moving everywhere in the crowd. He knows what to do. Kai, I'm really, tonight will be a spiritual ordination and coronation for many people here. Ordination into your office in the prophetic, coronation into your office in the marketplace as a king unto your God. Holy Ghost banquet. And when he went for that meeting, Smith Wigglesworth was God there. After in that meeting, he had an encounter of a lifetime. He got back home. The wife was looking at his face. She knew something had shifted. Then he handled the mic the next time. While the people were there, the wife stood up and was shouting, "This is not my Smith. This cannot be my Smith. This is not," she was shouting. Why? He became another man. After Saul had encounter with the prophetic and the Holy Ghost came upon him, the Bible says Saul entered the company of those that were prophesying. What he could not do before, he started doing it. Somebody under the sound of my voice, what you could not do before, the dimensions you could not operate before, the realities you have never handled in this kingdom before, after this Holy Ghost banquet, you attain it in the name of Jesus. Said, "This is not my Smith. This is not my Smith." She was crying. Something had touched her husband, and it was the Holy Ghost. When it touches addiction, you will. I'm battling with addiction, but what nonsense is that? Not when he's involved. He ends every battle and makes you the beginning of a new order. Kapayaka kuakata, rekoku barakabaya. You have been struggling by yourself up until now. But after this night, there will be an overflow. You will never have to struggle again in the name of Jesus. I'll share a few things with you. Calm down. We're going to pray. John chapter 7 verse 37. I'm going to start from there. Sit if you can. Just try. This night. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. Shamana Gabarabada Labash. He's the Holy Ghost, the Scepter of the Kingdom. Anene Marabada Labaya. He's the Holy Ghost, the Seed of the Age to come. Bringing everything. Everything. He's bringing everything in obedience to Christ. On the last day, the great day of the feast, a feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts," you can't attend a meeting with the Holy Ghost and you are full. Ha! Why? No man puts a new wine into an old wineskin. In other words, Jesus was saying, any person this feast, he must be sure that you are thirsty. If you have taken wine somewhere else, you can't get this one. In case there is something else that has been satisfying your addiction and your pleasure, in case there is something else you derive pleasure from, something that is more important, he said you will not be able to do this one. I want you to come thirsty. If you want to know the potency of the wine I'm about to give, come like someone who has never taken anything before, because something is about to shift. Whoever is thirsty, in other words, the condition, write it down for tonight's meeting. Condition number one, you have to be thirsty. I just followed my friend. No. You better gauge yourself and start asking, Holy Ghost, help me to be thirsty. I want to be thirsty like everybody. Jesus stood and cried out. He was not saying it like casually. Why was he crying? Because the need for you to create hunger in men, it is essential that men understand. When Pastor Tunji came out talking about the anointing, he told you the number one is what? Hunger. Hey! Don't joke with a hungry man. Desperation has driven many people to the point where their world began to see them in a new form. They became signs and wonders. Why? Desperation. As the deer panted after the water brooks, so my soul longs. Hunger, thirst. He said the condition, blessed, to be hungry and thirsty is a blessedness. He said, blessed are they. If you, everything around the world has satisfied you, brothers and sisters, you can't get anything from that banquet. Why? Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
Is online now, and in that atmosphere, the power of God will fill the room, as it's going to fill here, from here to spread everywhere. Listen, there's going to be a massive move of God. Physically, some of you will feel the impulse on your skin where you are seated. Tonight is the night of the host. He does not show up alone, sir. He does not show up alone. No, he does not show up alone. Hey. 120 men gathered and they were waiting. Sir, it is worth waiting for 10 days. They were waiting. Day one, they waited. Day two, they waited. Day three, they waited. They knew what they were waiting for. Because if they waited enough and they carried it, their life will carry weight. Don't be empty going up and down like that. As I travel, I will bring forth.
As I travel, I will bring forth.
Can you do 2 minutes? A little bit, just hear the water. You are the one in charge, Holy Ghost. It's your meeting. It's your banquet. It's your table. It's a gathering for you. Shabba.
As I travel, I will bring forth.
I can't live the same way I came. This is not the best of my life. This is not the best of my life. There is more.
As I travel, I will bring forth.
This is the night where somebody suddenly, who has been their colleague, will come out of this meeting and their colleague will become their leader. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Come if you can. Take the oil and anoint Jehu. And he was anointed in the midst of his brethren. He entered when the prophet anointed him. By the time he came out, he was no longer their mate anymore. The anointing had distinguished him. Once their mate, now their king. Once their colleague, now their boss. The distinguishing factor in this kingdom is the anointing. And somebody tonight will carry an overdose measure. Somebody here tonight, you will not be able to walk back home by yourself. They will have to carry you. You will look for the sickness, you will not find it again. Then you will know. You will know. You will know that when the Spirit is poured out from on high, no devil can stand. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Peace. Just take a calm. We are going somewhere. On the last day of the feast, John chapter 7. That great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts. So somebody can be here tonight. And before we make altar call, the person brought himself to the altar. And by the time we're waiting, he has carried fire already. If anyone. There will be no altar call today. You will call yourself where you are and allow him alter your destiny. If anyone thirsts, let him come. Condition number one, be thirsty. Number two, be willing to come. So they told you that the governor is doing a party. And you had God to cook from your house before coming. Are you bringing your food to the party? I don't understand. Just a human governor. Talk more of the governor of the universe. Standing by the door with fire in his eyes. And healing in his wounds. Touch someone who needs. Open up your heart. He's waiting for you. If anyone tests, your test has to show. Your level of thirst, it has to show. Your hunger has to show. When you see a person who has fasted for several days, even the devil knows that after that fasting, the next thing he said, Jesus was hungry and he was tired. Until you are hungry and tired of where you are, sir, you have to be hungry and tired. The condition is hungry, be tired, then you will come. Satan knew that when a man is hungry, whatever you offer the person, they will take. A hungry person, just offer them something. When you are coming out from the heat of the sun and they ask you, what do you want? Usually you will say, give me water first. That is the sign that you are thirsty. There's a water you will drink tonight. 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 There's a kind of water you will drink tonight. There's a kind of water you will drink tonight. What was pleasurable to you before, your taste bud for those things will die because you have found something better. Your song will change. From whatever has taken your attention, you will start singing. Till we meet, it's only you.
It is only you.
Every day is only you.
Every day is only you.
Only you.
Only you.
Ah, yeah, ba, 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 ba.
Only you alone.
My addiction. My craving. My longing. My passion. Shabayaka Baruala Baba. Nothing will be able to satisfy you again. Nothing in this life will be able to satisfy you again. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his belly, out of his heart, belly, whichever one, King James Version, will flow rivers. So you have one river and you are okay. Look at. Only one dimension and you are okay. Have you not read that it is not just a river? You are not a carrier of rivers, sir. You are supposed to be a carrier of rivers. When God created the Garden of Eden, he made four river heads. Every believer, minimum four dimensions of oppression. At least. And because of one, you are okay. And you are very comfortable. Never. Not tonight. You will eat something tonight. You will drink something tonight. When you drink, you'll be intoxicated. What you saw as a mountain before, it will now look like a small thing. It was a challenge until you entered this meeting. It was a challenge until they gave you it. Ah. Kabai kaborobo sabababababai. Jemana kabaruai. Sheketetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet of your belly shall flow rivers. Sir, rivers. Rivers. They are dead waters. Oh. They are dead waters around town. Some people, you are carrying stagnant water because you have stayed too long. It is stale. It is stale. It used to be active, but now it is stale. It used to be potent, but now it's looking like nothing is happening. Before, when you talk, devils will hear, but now they are looking at you face to face. Before, when you write and they see your writings, everybody will wonder who wrote it, but now they say it's normal. Shabayakaparua. Judah will sew a cloth, and because you were praying while sewing it, somebody will wear it and it will be a mantle. You don't know who you are yet. You don't know what is about to happen to you. Shemaika kwaka barabai. A little calm if you can, because I want to preach tonight before we pray. I want to introduce you. I'm just letting you know, I'll share with you what we have, the menu for the buffet. And when I'm done sharing with you the menu for the buffet, some of us already have something you want to eat. But I want you to know that when you get there, what you thought you wanted to eat, you discover that you didn't even have enough hunger. Say there's peer pressure. So people can pressure you to do anyhow. No, you have not eaten. Say, I'm afraid I'm going to die before my time. No. There's a buffet called boldness. If you finish eating when you come out, you look at the devil eyeball to eyeball and put him down. You have no boldness. This night, when I show you the buffet and you are finished eating, the Bible says Peter ate. And when Peter ate it and came out, 3,000 men have been hanging. The same Peter that was shy, he ate a hot plate of boldness. Hot plate of fire boldness. And he said, you men of Galilee, choose people. He spoke to them and the Bible says 3,000 men showed up. What do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? He called Elijah. He said, Elijah, wake up. Eat. The journey is far. You are acting as if you have taken something. There is nothing. This one has not taken. You have not taken anything yet. What you are about to take, some of it will last you 40 days, 100 days, 2 years, 5 years. In the strength of one meal, Elijah ran for 40 days. I see people, your prayer altar will so come up that there are things you will not be making, you will not be requesting some things. You will think about it in your heart and they will bring it to you. Then you will know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask. But you're even the things you are imagining, because you will enter a dimension. When a man drinks and gets drunk, he starts seeing strange things. Some of you will be seeing things about people's future. What they have never known, you'll be seeing things. In Jesus' mighty name. A little calm, if you can. Listen. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, praying under your breath will do you a lot of good. You'll be sparking some fire underground. Under your breath, if you can. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Then he made it clear. He said, but this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So at that time, he was telling them about a buffet, a banquet that they could not eat of. Because the person who will prepare the banquet, who will bring it down, is the Holy Ghost himself. And after the day he brought that banquet set, sir, he did not take it back to heaven. The banquet is ever set and ready for anyone. You don't eat once of that banquet and say that you will not need again. No, you will not hunger for the things outside. But anything you taste in that banquet, you want a deeper dimension. When you taste the power of healing, you will start and say, ah, there is more. You will want a dimension where a twisted and crooked person you touch like this and they will come up. And it will be taking you levels after levels. Ezekiel chapter 37. Let me help you just to steer your appetite. Let me steer your appetite. Ezekiel 47. Marua Gabaya. Haya. Haya. You don't know how he does. He will give you a little taste. Then you will use it and you say, wow, Oshishe. Then he will keep you at a season. I will keep you at that season and you'll be waiting for another dimension, another move. Why? He will prepare you again. He will prepare you again. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house. And behold, waters. You don't lack waters here. You must understand. Behold, waters. Issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the front ford of the house stood eastward, towards the east. And the water came from the right side of the house and the south side of the altar. Go ahead. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate of the north, and led me by the way without unto the altar gate, by the way that looked eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. He measured how many? 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through 1,000 cubits. I told you, He will bring you and you will think that, I have it. And he say, look at you. You have not seen anything yet. May you not come to the point of premature satisfaction in this kingdom. May you not come to the point of premature satisfaction in this kingdom. May you not complain. May you not say that you have arrived when God has not seen you arrive. Just a little at the ankle. Some people are already comfortable. They are okay. Ankle level cannot take you anywhere. But it is still something. If that's the level of your hunger, that's what you will take this night. But I know what I need. I know what I need. Many years ago, I was praying at Success Camp, just opposite Jerome Camp, as a very young boy. And a man came and said, what are you looking for? You're a small boy. And I looked at the man. After he left, I didn't say it to him directly. I said, what I'm looking for, if I catch it, even you will look for me. He just said it in my spirit. You are asking what I'm looking for. As the deer panted after the water brooks, so my soul longed after him. From time to time, Jesus will leave the multitude. Why? If you don't keep drinking from that source, you will run dry. As anointed as Jesus was, from time to time, he will go back to the water and lap. Pa, 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 pa. When he comes out in the day, everybody sees freshness. How come the one you drank last year is what you are still running with now? There is more. There is more. There is more. And when the man that had the line and went to the eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought it through and the waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. But the man saw that the ankle is not okay for you. Are you okay? The guy said, I'm not okay. Should we go one more time? He said, yes. He said, okay, let's go. He measured again. He brought it to the knee. By the time he got to the knee, the guy, some people will get to that point this night. In a few minutes, I start praying. And they will say, I'm tired. Some people will carry it to their house. You'll be speaking in tongues like this until you sleep off. And you wake up in another side of the world. Then the same you that whenever you want to shout Jesus in the dream, something will shut your mouth. You know why? Your spirit man has not gained ascendancy in the dream world. You need to know how that thing operates. Every time you want to shout Jesus in the dream and you cannot shout it, it means that the name is only potent in the physical world for you. In the spirit realm, they can still shoot an arrow. Sir, he said, of the things that are in heaven, of the earth, and under the earth. Realms of sin. They are realms of glory, realms of power, realms of grace that you are still supposed to enter. So when you are in real life, you are a commander. Then in the dream, they flog you. After this night, the same things that flogged you before in the dream. Now you will stand as a general. Now you will stand as an authority. Now you will stand as a commander. In the name of Jesus. The man said, I'm not okay with this. There is more. And he said, are you sure you want more? He said, okay, let's go. And again, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. Guess what? The only person that you can allow you to do this is a willing heart that will say, measure again, let's go. Jesus, let's go. Holy Ghost, 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 let's go. What can take Canada? Let's go. What can take Jamaica? Let's go. What can take Europe? Let's go. What can flood a city? Let's go. Let's go, Holy Ghost. Let's go, Holy Ghost. Let's go, Holy Ghost. Somebody's conversion has shifted. Let's go. Somebody saying, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Take me on a journey. 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 Holy Ghost, take me on a journey. Holy Ghost, take me on a journey. Holy Ghost, take me on a journey. Shabaya. Wow. Shemana da 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 da. Saul became another man. His colleagues could not identify him again. Shabababababababa. We were friends. Now he's my oga. What made the difference? Holy Ghost, let's go. Take me on a journey. Take me on a journey. Take me on a journey. Where others are not willing to go, take me. Where others are satisfied, take me. When others are saying it is okay, take me. And me more. Holy Ghost. Shabaya. Take me. See my heart. Take me. See my heart. Take me. Take me out of my addiction. Take me. Take me out of my sin. Take me. Take me out of my distraction. Take me. Holy Ghost. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I can do 5,000. Let's go. I can do 1,000,000. Let's go. My life can touch 5,000,000. Let's go. Holy Ghost. Let's go. 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 My daddy, my dad, your mommy's is singing. I will be singing and dancing with you too, for the rest of the time. My daddy, my dad, your mommy's is hungry. I will be hungry and thirsty every day. Every day that I see your face, let me see your face. I want to see your face. I want to know your way. I want to touch your grace so I can be like you. See your face. Know your way. Touch your grace. Be more like you. See your face, know your way, touch your grace, be more like you. You will not be asking for healing. You'll be asking for power to heal nations. You will not be begging for healing on this banquet. No, you'll be asking for grace to touch others. What did you do to Paul? What did you do to Katri Kuma? Where did you take Abby McPherson to? Where did you push Ayo Babalola to Jesus? Wow, did you make Benzini the house mad? Oti wonu mi o, oti mba mi so, oti wonu mi o, oti mba mi so, o wonu Elijah, Elijah ba ino soro, ino go, o wonu, aya ba 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 ba, Mose ba oku soro. Let them not hear my voice, let them hear your voice. Let them not see my face. Let them see your face. Cherubim, 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 cherubim. The angels are coming to serve now. They are coming to serve at the banquet. They are coming to serve at the banquet. Cherubim, 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 cherubim. The waiters are here. The waiters are here. Shaba ya ba 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 ba. Shama ya ga 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 ga. Ra ba 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 ba. Cherubim, cherubim, cherubim. Cherubim, cherubim. Somebody's holding the banquet of boldness. The meal of boldness. The meal of power. And you shall receive 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 power. There's a glass of wine the angel is bringing. Drink that wine. Daughter, drink. Son, drink. Drink. Drink now. Drink now. Drink now. Drink and touch your world. Drink and touch your media space. Drink and touch entertainment. Drink and touch politics. Drink and touch family. Drink and touch business. Drink and touch ministry. Shaba ba 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 ba. About to get down, the party is just about to start. Banquet after banquet. Listen, meal after meal. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. He's not less than the Father, he's not less than the Son. He's co-equal. Jesus said, "It is expedient that I should go." Why? He said, "I have come to send fire on the earth, but I will not do it by myself. He that is coming after me," John the Baptist said, "he's greater than I." This Jesus, even this Jesus, is not the one that will do the complete work. He will send another person. And when he comes, the Jesus himself will be baptizing men with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine, because it will ruin your life. He said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. The first meal is being served right now. I'm going to be calling it meal by meal. Meal by meal. The angels are going around and they are taking your order. Start giving them your order now. The cherubims are taking order. As you hear that song, as it sings, we are calling them to come and take your order. Cherubim, cherubim. Cherubim, 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 seraphim, 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 seraphim. The servants are coming around. Seraphim, they're asking, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Give me your order. Give me your order. Give me your order. Give me your order. They are taking orders. They are taking orders. They are taking orders. Hey! They are taking orders. Everybody stand up. Stand up. They are taking orders. They are taking orders. They are taking orders. Tell them what you want. Are they not sent but angels, ministry spirits? Tell them the kind of wine. I need a wine that can take a nation. I need a wine that can get me intoxicated for 20 days. They are taking order. Have you submitted your order? Give the angels your order. Give them your order. Tell them what you want to do with the media. What you want to do with the internet. What you want to do with fashion. What you want to do with the destinies of your children. Tell them. After they are done taking order, only those who submitted orders will be served. We are still telling them. Telling them. If it's healing you want, tell them. Beyond healing, they will give you a meal that can heal nation. Help them, help them. Can you stand in front of an angel with six wings? Close your eyes and focus and see them standing in front of you. Angels with six wings. Look at who's taking your order. Look at who is serving you. It shows what you are called to do. It shows how mighty you are. Hey, Shabba. See mighty angels serving you to take your order. They are taking your order. Young woman, tell them. You are 60 years old. Tell them you need strength. 70. Tell them what you want. Tell them you are not tired. You need more. They measured 1,000 cubits. Everywhere it's going to get down now. Make sure you are not distracted. Close your eyes. Make sure you are not watching anybody. You just make sure you are soaked. Give your order. The angels are taking order. Now they are serving the first course meal. It is called the wine of the Spirit. That was what Apostle Peter drank, and he became like a madman. That was what Paul drank, and they said, Paul, too much reading has made you mad. MacPherson drank it, and she could drag thousands into the temple. Shabaya baba baba. I need wine that can get me drunk for the nations. I need wine that can get me drunk for the nations. What's your order? Tell them. Holy Ghost, I need the wine. I need the wine of the Spirit. The wine of the Spirit that will change my life, change my mindset, change my pattern, change the way I reason. The wine that will intoxicate me and bring me out of low mentality, inferiority complex, and make me bold. Lift up your hands right now as you take the wine. The banquet. The angels are serving everything in the banquet of the Spirit. By the count of three. Hey! Somebody's about to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. You become a different husband, a different wife, a different grandmother. Hey, by the count of three, you will shout, I receive. Shema-na-da-da-da-da-da. We are the tasty people. You will drink it with desperation. Drink it with hunger. Drink it with passion. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. One. 2, 3, take it! Yes. Drink now. The wine of the Spirit. Jesus said in the last day of the feast, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Let him come and drink. Oh yeah, drink. Shabba. You cannot be drunk and be normal. You cannot drink and be normal. You start seeing things. You start hearing things. You see the future. It shall come to pass. I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. They cannot prophesy until they are drunk. Ayababababababa. Yes, oh, yes, oh, get drunk. Get drunk, get drunk. Get drunk, get drunk. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Those dirty languages from your mouth, they will burn out as you get drunk. You start singing in psalms, spiritual songs, making melody in the Holy Ghost. You start singing with songs, spiritual songs. You enter the office and things will change. You enter the boardroom and things will change. Your ideas will be from the boardroom of heaven. Somebody seeking ideas from the boardroom of heaven. Concepts for your business. Shabayabababababababa. Yes, yes, yes. You see drunk people here now. Yes, drunk, 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 drunk. You can't take this thing and be normal. You will start seeing your future. You will start seeing things you didn't see before. When you are drunk, he said you'll be singing to yourself. Spiritual songs, making melody. In the Holy Ghost, ideas. Yes, yes, that's it. That's it. Help him. Shemanda ba 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 ba. Help him, help him. Shema ga 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 ga. Nation takers. Territory shakers. Mountain movers. Normal people cannot do anything. Only drunk men. That's why on the day of Pentecost, he got all of them drunk. If they were normal, 3,000 will not come. If you are normal, you can't take the world. If you are normal, you can't take nations. Yes, 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 yes. Shabababababa. There's a wine inside me that is able to touch the world. I will touch the world with the wine of God. There's a wine inside me that is able to touch. I will touch media, touch entertainment, touch fashion, touch sports, touch politics, touch business. There's a wine inside me that is able. The Holy Ghost wine, Holy Ghost wine, Holy Ghost wine, Holy Ghost wine. They are serving the wine of boldness. Boldness, boldness, boldness. Make sure you are not distracted. Everyone, focus. Give me wine, Holy Ghost. 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 Give me wine. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Leave those who are under the unction. Those of you who can sit, sit. It's a banquet. You are not yet drunk. You are not yet home. You will eat. In the few minutes we have, you will eat. Leave those who are drunk in the Holy Ghost. Allow them. Allow them. Allow them. There's a wine of boldness that you need. Sir, madmen take mountains. Look at the people outside the world. It's a crazy guy comes on stage, almost naked women on the stage, and they are there gladly. He's mad. He's intoxicated. Something is doing that guy. Somebody writes a movie, and it's not a Christian movie, and you are watching it and you are crying. They're crying. There's a spirit there, sir. And we will write our own movies and people will watch it and be normal. Never. You will sit down in the studio and the producer that is helping you produce will fall under the unction. For 30 minutes, he will not recover. Then he will know that this is not just an artist. This one is a minister. I entered a room one day, a shop to buy something. And as soon as I entered, three people were there. One of the men shouted. He said, something just entered as you enter. And the woman said, that's, because the woman knew me. She said, that's a pastor. He said, something entered as you enter. We go around with a crowd. Crowd. One with God is majority. It's not talking about human beings. It's talking about an envoy, a host, walking around with you. Acts chapter 4 verse 31. After this prayer, the meeting place shook and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they preached the word of God with boldness. These are guys that were filled before. They are guys that were filled before, but all of a sudden they were all filled again with the Holy Ghost, and a strange boldness came on them. There's wine of power that is going to be released now. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. I'm showing you the buffet. What is available? Meals are available. The meal of power is available. There's another meal. It's called the meal of the fruits. On the table, they have fruits. I don't know the fruits you have been struggling with. Anger and bitterness. You need the fruit of self-control. Eat it today and see your life change. Sexual addiction to pornography. Dirty things. You need the fruit of self-control. When you eat it, your finger will stay in one position. Always running up and down. You need the spirit of gentleness. When you eat it, you change. On that table, they have love. You're always bitter, hatred. You are not just happy. The spirit of depression sitting upon your head. Just go to the table and say, I need one apple of love. Eat it and see what your life will look like. I'll never be the same. Touch your life must change. I will never
be the same. I touch your grace. My life must change.
Listen, you need the fruit of peace. Sir, you will keep in perfect peace those whose hearts are stayed on him. It's on the table. Gentleness, long suffering, goodness, faith to take mountains. Somebody's about to take something tonight. I'm introducing you to the menu in case you didn't know what to pick. There's going to be a release of the supernatural. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. There's a table where they call the table of prophets. Paul entered that table. Saul rather. And when he got to the table, the Bible says Saul began to prophesy. And they started asking, is Saul among the prophets? Has he joined the club of prophets? Why? He came to the banquet of prophecy. He ate one meal and he started prophesying. There's a table of prophecy that will come out of you now. Eat from that banquet of prophecy. Somebody's going to eat from the banquet of faith, from the banquet of word of knowledge. You will not need for them to tell you anything. Just by insight, what nobody else would have known, you will just see that you know it by the Spirit. Word of knowledge. Somebody's about to eat. As I enter this last dimension of prayer, I will start praying. We will clear the chairs, and that's the last lap of this dose. Some people are already eating. No? I don't know. I don't know if you are ready to eat, but I'm just going to show you some things in the mind of menu. Discerning of spirits. You will know when a nonsense spirit is in the environment. You will know. Healing. The hands that heal. Working of miracles. There's a banquet called the banquet of miracle. There's a table called the table of miracles. I went for the Holy Ghost banquets. Something is about to happen. Sir, those of you who are slow and you are being delayed in life, there's a table called the table of speed. It's called the table of speed. And Elijah, when the hand came upon him,
He outran the horse of Ahab.
There's a food you will eat on the table here tonight. You see yourself flying.
Speed. I will restore to you the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar has eaten. The only one who can restore years. No scientific invention. Nowhere in the world have they been able to restore years.
Said I will restore. Said I've been delayed in life. Who told you?
Come to the table. Where you eat of that meal tonight.
Three more meals I will introduce you to, then we'll start eating.
There's a meal called restoration, healing. A table where they eat and every affliction disappears. Sir, human beings eat herbs, and sicknesses disappear. Who created herbs?
You now come for Holy Ghost banquets and a sickness will remain in your body. Never. Watch out for this night. This is the night where people will come here and say, I was in that meeting. I had a growth on my left breast, on my hip, on my waist. I had a cancerous growth in my body. And the doctor said this. They will do the first test. If you like, do 20 tests. Everything will disappear. I'm telling you. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the feast of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands are the keys of eternal life. A little here, a little there, till the day is done. He's at work in you.
In
Luke 5:17, he said, while Jesus was preaching, the power of the Holy Ghost was present to heal. Present to heal. There is a table tonight. Everybody sitting on that table, everybody, no matter the sickness, the affliction, the disease, they must be healed. It's Holy Ghost banquet.
I see a crowd. I see a table that is very crowded in the realm of the spirit. A table that is very crowded. And I'm asking, why is this table crowded? Why? Who are the people gathered here? And they said that table is full of those who are hungry for revival. That's what I hear in my spirit. A table very crowded. Too many people are there. I said, why? Why are they there? And he said, these ones are the ones who are hungry to take their world. Why? I'm in the spirit picture. And I'm talking in the spirit now. As I speak, I am there in that meeting now. And I say, why is it that they don't leave the table? He said, if you eat once and you leave the table, you will dry. In that table, they don't go from there. Kapayapa. Shamana Gabala. He said, when they eat from that table, they don't need to leave. Virtues flowing from them will be filling to the nations. They must stay connected to that table if nations must drink from them. I see people hungry there in the realm of the spirit. I see spoons. Look at it. I'm seeing clearly now in the spirit. I see spoons that were kept down. And I am asking, who owns this spoon? He said, I of Babalola stayed on that table till he left. That is his spoon. Smith Wugusu stayed on that table till he left. That is his spoon. Anybody who comes to the table, every spoon is a mantle. Shamana Gabara Baba. I see this spoon of A.A. Allen. No man comes to the table. They can't leave when they come. They can't leave when they come. It's the table of revival, fire, awakening. I see fathers of faith. See how they are eating. They are eating so hungry, desperate. I see elderly men with gray hair eating. I see elderly men with gray hair eating. And I see young people rushing. They are rushing. They are saying, give us food. Give us food. Mantles are falling in this place.
Mantles are falling in this place today. The nations must hear. The songs must be risen. People must see the glory of the King. Ali, Ali, yeah. Ali, yeah. Ali, yeah. Ali, Ali, yeah.
I see teenagers running there. People in their 20s are running. People in their 30s are running. Fathers of 70 are there. They say they want more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Devil of fellowship. Devil of intimacy. Somebody lift up your hands and say, Holy Ghost, give me more. Shout, Holy Ghost, give me more. Shout, Holy Ghost, give me more. Check. If a hungry father of the faith is more hungry than you, are you okay? Somebody that has been eating for 40 years is more hungry than you. Are you okay? Somebody has been eating for 30 years and is more desperate. They don't want to leave the table. It's a table of communion. Take it now. Is that how you are taking? Shabba. Please help them, help them. Help them, please. Some people are going to the table of deliverance. Shabba. Hey, ya. This is the meal we are going to take. Until everybody's strong. Shababa. Yes now. Yes now. Shababa. Yadiyadeboye. He's sitting on the same table. There's no respect of anybody. If you can come here, there is space for you. Jesus. I am one. Take me on a journey. She will not want the pleasure of this world again. It's because you are hungry. Eat enough. Fellowship where they catch fire. I saw it clearly. I've never seen this in my life. I saw spoons and I asked, who owns it? And they said, this spoon belongs to Ayo Babalola. He ate from this table till he died. See Benson in Aosa spoon. See Maria Woodward at that spoon. I saw young men. I saw older men. Men with gray hair. And I'm asking, why are they eating with this passion? And they said, son, everyone who comes to this table, when they eat, they can't live again. Ah, now I know why Paul said, the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love and the fellowship. The fellowship. The catch of the Holy Spirit We die here of the Holy Ghost. No wonder they still want to do crusade at 80. Ah, may I not lose my hunger. Old men with gray hair are eating passionately. Some young men are walking away from the buffet. Old men with gray hair are still eating. Young men are walking away from the buffet. Walking away to post on social media. Walking away to show the world. And fathers are eating. Jesus, keep me hungry. Jesus, keep.
Shaka yaka gaga 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 gaga. Listen, if you can, listen. Old men are eating. Young men are leaving the table to post. I'm seeing things in the spirit. That table is crowded. Because when people get there, the things that they used to be hungry for before, they will no longer be delightful. He took me into his banqueting hall, and his banner over me became love. That is the table of intimacy. That is the table where you love Jesus. That is the table where nothing matters. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I am an amanamanamana. Listen. Listen. Very soon I'm going to discharge us to go home. You are going to share the grace in your house. Get ready. There will be a last wave. And there will be a sharing of desserts. Desserts. But remember that when he eats of that dessert, stay on that table of fellowship. If you leave, those who leave the table, everything they ate will leave them. Men, stay on that table, because what you eat from that table, if you stay there, you don't need to look at your world. Your world will be looking at you. Nobody has read your book and you are leaving the table. Nobody has seen your product and you are leaving the table. Nobody has tasted of your anointing and you are leaving the table. Nobody has known what you ate and you say you are okay. Sir, in this banquet, husband is not a meal, it's dessert. Children is dessert. You know what they call dessert? After we are finished eating, they now say, take, take. That's what you said you came for. That's what they give to people after they have eaten to overflow. They are benefits and dividends. Healing, sir. Healing. As you are going out of the meal, they will give you just one. One berry of healing. No devil can come near you.
I'm going to dispatch desserts to people tonight. Desserts of healing, power, grace. May I never be filled, oh Jesus. I don't want to be filled, oh. May I never be filled, oh. I don't want to be filled, oh. I don't want to be filled, oh. I don't want to be filled, oh. Fathers are not yet filled, oh. I don't want to be filled, oh. They are still eating. 40 years ago, they started, they are still eating. 50 years ago, they started, they are still eating. Maurice Cerullo ate until he died on the table. They die on that table. It's a table of fellowship. It's a table of fellowship. When they sleep on that table, they enter the other side. And they see him face to face. And you want to leave the table. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Hey, no wonder. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Only you can satisfy. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Lift up your hands to take this last lap of glory. The gifts of the Spirit right now, the fruits of the Spirit have been dispensed. Characters are going to be reshaped. And I'm going to release. When I shout prophecy, you receive. Healing, you receive. Miracles, you receive. I'm not shouting it as something. See, as we're shouting it. Eh? When I shout healing, it is the gift of healing. But every sickness, you can't hold it and sickness will stay there. It will just, you will see the power of God. Bones will come to bones. Ankles, tendons, muscles that are weak will receive life. When I shout mantle of power, those that any devil, any demon is hiding anywhere in your life, you will see a massive deliverance take place. Online, on site, wherever you are, get ready now. Those of you who have just gotten filled in the Holy Ghost, don't stop. Those of you who are not yet filled, I don't know what you're waiting for, because he is here on you already. Those of you who just received Christ into your life by yourself, you made an altar. The call was made by your spirit. The Holy Ghost is the one that creates conviction. You can't be here and he's not convicting you. Holy Ghost laughter and drunkenness as I'm doing it to be coming. Steer the waters anywhere. Start praying in the Holy Ghost. When I mention it, you shout, I receive. Start praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's see. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Is that how you are praying? You are not desperate. Pray. Pray, 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 pray. Desperate people want more. Yes, yes, yes. We are taking it as we are going home. Lift up your hands as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Shaga yagaga. The nine gifts of the Spirit. Word of knowledge. You will shout, I receive. Shaba yagaga. The ability to know what nobody told you. The ability to know things that you were not told initially. Word of knowledge. Yes, 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 yes. Take it, take it, take it. Check it, 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 check it. Wisdom is coming now. Wisdom is the principal thing. But this one is the word of wisdom to solve difficult problems that nobody already got. That is not ordinary. Not what you learn from a school. Somebody lift up your hands. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. 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 Lift up your hand now. We don't have time. The gift of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. By faith, women got their dead children back to life. By faith, they moved mountains. By faith, they took territories. By faith, they subdued kingdom. By faith, they conquered the world. Lift up your hand. Spirit of faith and boldness is coming on somebody right now. Spirit of faith. Take territories. Take kingdoms. Boldness. Yes, that's it, that's it, that's it. Boldness. Snatching destinies from the hand of the devil. Are you ready for working on miracles? Is that your signs and wonders? I and the children that the Lord has given to me. We are for signs and for wonders. What we are seeing in this church and what we have heard of the life of great men, I command right now, let it become your reality. Miracles! Miracles! Yes, 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 that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it, that's it, that's it. Lift up your hands. I'll take these four together. And healing will be the last. I'll take these four together. After these four, I take healing. That's what he called. He said, it shall come to pass in the last day, I'll pour out my spirit of knowledge. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Prophecy does not belong to the office alone. There is an office, but there is a dispensing of prophetic grace. Something should not happen where you are there and you are not aware. You should not be taking unawares. You are carrying the spirit of prophecy. Lift up your hand right now. Three of them are coming together. As I shout, you receive. I'm going to be shouting. Descending of spirit, speaking in tongues, interpretation of prophecy. Are you ready right now? Are you ready right now? Descending of spirits. Speaking in tongues. Interpretation of tongues. Prophecy. Oh yeah, Deborah, show. Deborah, show. Daughters of Philip, show. Ezekiel, show. Greater than John the Baptist, show. The spirit of prophecy is here. Shebarararara. You will not just have ordinary dreams. They will be prophetic. Your painting will be prophetic. Your writing will be prophetic. Your drawing will be prophetic. The clothes you make, they will be prophetic. Shebaya. Prophetic warriors. I see them in the spirit. They are warriors of prophecy. Warriors of prophecy. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. They speak and nations gather. They write. Kings are buying. Provide content. Generals are reading. Shabaya, that's the prophetic. Prophetic in media. Prophetic in entertainment. Prophetic in business. Prophetic in fish. Prophetic in fashion. Prophetic in farming, agriculture. Every angle of prophetic graces, all the mountains that you are taking it to, receive it in the name of Jesus. The healing balm is here now. The healing balm is here now. Anyone who is sick anywhere, touch. Touch it. If you are standing here for somebody, touch it. Growths, lumps, pains,
Weak limbs, weak hands, eyes that could not see before, far. Ears that could not hear before. Tongues need to be loosed. Lift up your hands if you need wholeness. You are not sick, but you need a wholeness, completeness that makes you totally immune from any kind of sickness. And I will bring healing to your bones. And I will make you whole. After now, you are totally immune. Some of you, it is immunization. Some, it is healing. And as healing is coming, deliverance from affliction, every devil that has attached itself to any human being, their bodies, causing sickness, spirit of infirmity, spirit of fear, spirit of death. As I shout healing, you declare, I receive. And the power of God was present to heal. Are you ready to receive right now? An angel went around stirring the waters, and men who entered were healed. And today, as Jesus appeared there, so he has appeared now. His angels always go, but now he's showing up by himself. The great physician, the healer. And he's dispensing the gift of healing at the same time. Somebody lift up your hands. Healers! Take it! Take it! Take it! Take it! Take it! Be healed now! Spirit of infirmity, hear my voice! Get out in the name of Jesus! Oh yeah, lift up that hands and just begin to say fire, 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 fire. Somebody shout fire, 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 shaka da 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 da. Fire that your children can feel. Fire that your siblings can feel. Fire that your husband can see. Fire that your wife can see. Listen, after now, you will pick your bags and go if you are ready to go. Those that cannot go, you will remain. You will be praying in the Holy Ghost loud and clear. And at a point, I will say, I release you. Take your word. You go out of this place in tongues like that. Till you get to your house. While you are eating tonight, you'll be eating it in the spirit. In your dreams, you will see what you see. What chased you before, you will see yourself chasing that thing and knocking it down. Oh, yeah, start in tongues. Start praying. How are you going home? Start. Make it louder. Holy Ghost. As you are going home, that fibroid will come out. Make sure you watch. As you are going home, that sickness will disappear. Shabba. Those of you watching online, get soaked in the Holy Ghost where you are right now. Shabba ra 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 ra. Roy, 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 Roy. Yes, yes, yes. Getting louder. Getting louder. Getting stronger. Shaba ba 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 ba. Holy Ghost, finish me.
Holy Ghost, finish me. Holy Ghost, finish me. Shabababababa. Take everything. Take everything. Everything. My hand, my leg, my mouth, my eyes, my body. I present myself a living sacrifice. I am the offering. Holy Ghost, take the offering. Take the sacrifice. Shabababababa. Shabababababa. Right now, as you are moving around the streets, as you are going out right now, under this intense atmosphere, any compound where there is anything, any junction you pass and there is anything, it is neutralized now in the name of Jesus. Boldness to do the unusual. As you are praying and you are going home, skills, gifts, ideas, creativity, wisdom, healing, power, prophecy. Right now, I release everyone online, on site, everywhere. I release you to the Holy Ghost Himself. Right now, go and take your war. Take your war. Take your war. Take your war. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost as you go home like that. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Carry your bag. Tomorrow we'll see. 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.